Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, everybody, and happy Friday. Welcome to Gratitude Friday. This is our Beamer Blog Talk Radio. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California, and I've got my co-hosts, Claudia Field and Debbie Brawley, on the line. And so we're going to go around the horn and make some opening comments, and then if you've got something that you are grateful for that you would like to share on this call, go ahead and press 1 and get in our queue so that we can hear from you. So, you know, what I kind of want to open up with today is around focus. You know, we probably, many people have more time on their hands than they have in the past. It's, you know, it's an opportunity to slow down and reflect and go internal. And I think that's a better place to be than worry or stress. And so I'm going to read a couple of quotes. One, worry is a total waste of time. It doesn't change anything. All it does is steal your joy and keep you very busy doing nothing. It's a pretty simple quote, but I liked it. So I know that that's hard sometimes, but what we focus on expands. And so instead of focusing on, you know, things to worry about, try to shift your focus to positive things. And I heard, I found this other really cool, you know, you hear about team, you know, together everyone achieves more. Well, I found this one. It's called, it's similar for the letters of the word stress. And what they put together is someone trying to repair every situation solo. Y'all, we are not in this alone. You know, Beamer is a family. We have a family here. You know, so lean into your teammates. Lean into our Beamer family for support. You know, stay connected with your friends, you know, whether it's via phone or Zoom. You know, stay connected to everything that's positive in your life. You know, from a Beamer perspective, we have so many things that you can listen to or dial into. You know, we have Blog Talk Radio every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And you can go to blogtalkradio/BeamerIBDS to listen to the replays. And it's just, it's so fun to hear, you know, positive testimonials. You know, so we've got Motivational Monday, Testimonial Tuesday, Whatever Wednesday, Thursday is our Horse Day, and Friday we've shifted for recognition right now, you know, into gratitude. And so those are very uplifting. And then in addition to that, we have Tea Time with Debbie Brawley and Casey Conrad on Thursdays, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. And then we have the Flow Lounge with Kim and Sherry, Kim Simpson and Sherry Snow on Fridays at 11 Pacific, which is 2 p.m. Eastern. So those are all great places to plug in. I know today Kim and Sherry have Cindy Schellenberg on, and they'll be talking about how to demo the horse unit. So I think that'll be good. And then if you were not able, you know, to be on the national call last night, keep an eye out for the replay. We had Albert, our CEO, on along with Chris and George, our national directors, and many of our regional directors that, you know, chimed in and gave their feedback, including our wonderful Debbie Brawley. And so I think that ways to stay positive, I wanted to give you some ideas. And one is, you know, take time for yourself, you know, for and be quiet and reflect, you know, do, you know, daily meditation or prayer. There's actually a wonderful app out there. It's the Calm app. And there are hundreds of programs that you can access, and from all levels, from, you know, beginners, you know, starting to do a daily meditation to advanced. So you can download that app. It's wonderful. I have it, just started using it. And then the other thing, too, that I have found beneficial for many, many, many years is journaling my gratitudes before I go to bed. So there's a book that I read probably back in the mid to late 90s, and it was called Simple Abundance. And one of the things that they had us do as a part of that book was write five things that we were grateful for that day. And it really just sets for a, you know, it sets your mindset for gratitude. And I don't care if you've had the absolute worst day in the world, find five things to write down that you're positive for, whether it's, you know, your dog, you know, came up and gave you a bunch of love and licks and licking your face, or whether it's your cat that comes and sit in your lap, or, you know, you saw this beautiful bird outside that lifted your spirit. Just find five things to write down that you're grateful for that day. I found that to be very, very beneficial. So those are kind of some of my tidbits for the morning. I'm going to toss it over to Claudia Field for her opening comments this morning. Claudia.
Thank you, Amanda, and good morning or good afternoon, depending what time zone you're in. I'm coming to you from, it's gorgeous Los Angeles. It's unbelievable. If you guys could be here, I get to see downtown Los Angeles off my back balcony, and normally, you know, it's a mist in a sea of smog. And what's, you know, incredible, I try to find what are the upsides of these challenges that we've been having, and pretty much every day it's crystal clear, because obviously as people were staying at home, there wasn't as much traffic, not as much smog. And so, you know, that is just something, it's a small thing, but just thinking about the planet, the reset of the planet and the energy, it's kind of a reminder about how you take that and look at that for yourself, because we are in a deep period of transformation. You know, when we came into this year and we were getting ready to fire on all cylinders, I don't think any of us could imagine that, you know, here we would be in May, and not only would we be going through our challenges in Beamer, but what's going on in the greater world. But really, when you look at it from different perspectives, and it's all about what you need to take away from this time. I know it is immensely challenging, and I'm not saying it isn't challenging for me. You know, I have days where it's easy and light, and I feel like I'm playing tic-tac-toe. And then I have days where I am just smack down. I'm on the Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle, and I am stuck. I can't get the answer. I don't know what to do. So we have those different paradigms that we go in, but I'm really looking at it as, you know, this is a garden that we have, and this is a time to weed out things that you don't want, and also look at what you have in there and appreciate the beauty and plant those new seeds. And I found this quote from Marcel Proust that I really love on gratitude. And it says, "Let us be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom." And really, this is a time of that. And whether you know, do it more in a left brain or a right brain way, whatever feels right to you, this is a tremendous time to really go within and look at all the areas of your life and, you know, beyond organizing the cupboards and the projects in the home and things like that. What is it that when we start to move into not what it was before, but a newly transformed and I hope way more enlightened planet, where we're going to be with that? And the same thing for Beamer too. You know, when I started this journey with Amanda and Peter No, Roland Rodriguez, a bunch of us, when we locked arms 4 years ago, you know, that was just the beginning, and we had no idea how extraordinary a journey it would be. You know, this company has continued all along the way to surprise me in every way, because I never experienced that before, you know, the other 10 years that I spent out there in different marketing companies. And this is why, you know, I am Beamer Strong. I am here, and I'm not saying it doesn't hurt my heart about where we are right now, but knowing where we're going and knowing that I want to be ready. I want to be ready in myself because I do, like Deb said yesterday, I miss being out with people. I miss connecting with people and demoing them in person and, you know, going to our Discover meetings or our local academies. But, you know, we're going to figure it out together, and I do believe that we will be back in a way in the right time as things start to shift. But it's about thinking about what kind of appreciation are we going to have? Because I, you know, believe that all of us had a tremendous amount of appreciation before for all these experiences that we've had in Beamer. But now even more so as we go into the new future of Beamer, what is that going to look like for you? And so, like Amanda's saying, you know, the gratitude, the journaling. I have like a notebook fetish, guys. Every time when it was open that I used to go into Home Goods or Marshalls, I would always buy these extra notebooks because I have different ones for different things. So whether I'm doing, you know, EFT and I'm tapping online with some of my favorite practitioners, or I'm, you know, throwing my angel cards or Ganesh cards, or I'm doing meditation for myself, I am trying to really list out what that future is like, but imagining it as if it were already happening, because that makes it even more real, and then that closes the time gap between what we want and what actually is. So those are my little nuggets this morning. I know I'm a little all over the place, but you know, forgive me, I'm only half a cup into my morning tea. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Deborah Brawley to take on the next portion of the call. Take it away, Deb.
Hello, Claudia. Thank you, Amanda. Happy Friday. Love Fridays. And, you know, we're just celebrating life. We're being counting our blessings, figuring out what we are grateful for today and recognizing that and starting your day with gratitude and hope and possibilities and being on the positive, not the negative side. And, you know, living on the days that we're living right now, boy, you guys, I am grateful for the Beamer family, for hope and the possibilities, for having the Beamer in my home, and that I can get on it every day, twice a day, and sometimes I get on it a little more than just twice a day. That what a great blessing that we have. And if you guys are out there and you have something that you would like to share that you're grateful for today, whatever it is, feel free to hit number one and take a minute or two and share your name, where you're from, and what you are grateful for. I love this Grateful Fridays and sharing everybody's heart to heart. You know, today, as I was having my coffee, I realized that it's the 75th anniversary of the end of the war in Europe, and they were having a special tribute to the veterans at the World War II, I think it was the monument in Washington, D.C. And I was just listening, having my coffee, and to see these 88, 96-year-old veterans and our President Trump and his wife going by and saluting them, they normally would hug and shake hands. We're in such a different world, the way we have to be distancing ourselves from that. But it brought tears to my eyes, seeing these heroes out there and knowing what they went through, that what we're going through, we can make it through this storm of life, that we aren't giving up our lives and, you know, dying for people that that they had lost, and that, you know, people next to them that they had lost in the war. That it just kind of brought a little light to my heart and, you know, praise. And it reminds me, you know, every time, like Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Labor Day, when I go to our neighborhood parade and the high school band coming by, it just brings tears to your eyes. And so today I was just grateful for people that fought for our freedom in the past. And, you know, we're going to keep that freedom for the future and the freedom for our kids and our future grandkids, too, if you have kids, that we got to keep that American spirit alive. And those are the heroes. These heroes are living cements of the American spirit, of the perseverance and the victory, especially in the midst of our dark days that we have in life. And everybody has storms in life, and your characters are being built when we're in those trenches of the storm on who you are and who you're going to be becoming when we get out of it. And in Beamer, we have a lot of heroes, and I can't wait to really find out, too, once we can click that switch and start getting our orders in, who is going to be standing with us and be a hero to go out and change other people's lives. Just wanted to share a couple of things. You can make sure you share this with your team and people that you'd like to share the call with at blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And stay connected. The number one thing you need to be doing is staying connected. And sometimes when life changes on us and you might have the feeling of loss and grief and all that,
it's sometimes people like to be in denial and they rather stay away. It's so important to stay engaged and stay connected in order to be able to move and inspire and be a leader that you're meant to be. So just wanted to thank those people that are on the call listening today. I'm not sure, Claudia, if anybody has hit number one. Have you seen anybody that has hit one yet?
I see a few wonderfully brave people. So let's go over to
that's great.
Area code.
So good. Let's welcome them.
910. Good morning. You're live on Blog Talk.
I'm laughing. Brave people. this is Jane in Lexington, Kentucky. Oh my gosh. I could take a lot of time talking about what I'm grateful for, but I think I'm going to try to have some fun with this. First of all, when you study and look at the things that you're talking about, Amanda, meditation, Claudia, Debbie, the attitudes that we have, there are certain things that are so true. Number one is everything is how you think about it. So during this time from day one when I realized what was going on here in the world, I thought I've got to keep my head in a really good place. Well, I was taught a long time ago, metaphysically through a guru, et cetera, and all the science that's out there about how we're connected. Everything is connected. Every single thing, whether it's your car or a pillow or a rock or, of course, an animal and another human being, has energy. Everything has energy. So we're talking about how grateful we are to have the Beamer. Debbie, I'm like you. When I'm done with the Beamer, I sort of pat the box and I say, thank you, Beamer. I'm so grateful to have you in my life. When I come home safe and maybe, and by the way, the drivers in Kentucky, trust me, are the worst. When I come home and we're safe and sound and I drive a little Fiat 500, I tap that dashboard and I say, thank you, Bluey. My little Fiat is blue. Every single thing that goes on in our life, there's so much to be thankful for. I have a horse, which just gives me more joy than you can imagine, probably the kind of joy you have when you have your first child. It's very exciting to be connected with horses. So for several reasons, I'm ecstatic about my lucky position working with the horse Beamer vet as closely as I do. I have three new clients in these last couple weeks and a new partner to work with in California. I'm very grateful for Old Friends Farm. It's a retirement for thoroughbred racehorses. And yesterday I had a very long chat with the gal who runs and operates all the tours. By the way, we get 20, sometimes 30,000 people a year visiting this very famous, worldwide known thoroughbred racehorse retirement. I moved to Lexington to do this. You know what she talked about, what we talked about? Websites that are really fun to go to. One of them is, I thought I knew about wild horses. She came up with a breed I'd never heard of, a tiger wild horse. I thought, oh, I'll have to look that up. Then she told me about Mr. Lumpy, a website and an orphan wildlife rescue in New York. Then she told me about Finnegan, who is a rescued fox in Minnesota where they are called Save a Fox. These are people who are taking care of our planet in a beautiful way that one would never think of. There's another rescue called Goats of Anarchy. There's the Wild Horse Ranch, of course, in Oklahoma, and I told her about what a great job the Oklahoma people do with, preserving the buffalo. So that was a great, you talked about getting connected. Get connected with people and talk about what's helping them get through the day. I'm just grateful for so much, you all. I'm grateful for you all. I cannot wait to meet you three. I have not met you all, and I'm looking forward to that. So,
well,
thank you.
Letting me go on and on,
you all.
Well, thank you. Hopefully we'll all be at the convention together. We're planning on it still and visualizing us all at convention the end of October. Thank you so much for sharing. We have several people that hit one, so I want to applaud you guys all for wanting to jump in. Keep it to just a couple minutes, and let's go to the next caller, Claudia.
Okay, great. Area code 413. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning and good afternoon. This is Victoria in Western Massachusetts, and I'm grateful for so many things, too. I'm grateful for the Beamer. I've entered my eighth week of being challenged with weakness and not fever, really, but just difficulty breathing has been the primary thing. And so I'm grateful for people who are practicing abundant caution and staying home and using masks when they're out. And I'm grateful for people who are feeling peaceful about that. And like you all are saying, that we can develop ourselves in this kind of inward time. And also, like Deb Brawley said, the World War II vets, they were asked to give their lives. And we're just asked, as one local World War II vet said, we're just asked to sit on a couch. It kind of puts it in perspective. I mean, yes, we are losing a lot. But I've been really grateful for the Beamer during this time of being very physically challenged more than I have been, even though I have a history of physical challenges. And when I was 12, my dad, the World War vet, saved me from a house fire, and he found me unconscious and needed to throw me out of a second-story window and then dive out head first. And so my lungs had that early assault of a lot of smoke inhalation and pneumonia. It was 23 degrees below zero that night in eastern Iowa, and then some bronchitis, some pneumonia. I've been pretty healthy all in all, and a doctor's office did a breath test and gave me asthma for 2 years, so I'm allergic to albuterol. So this got me. I'm stunned. I'm in the category of vulnerable. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but it's an appropriate word. So here I am in my eighth week, which constitutes a serious case. And friends come forward. The Beamer has been really reassuring, and I use it more. And friends have come forward to help me with different things. And something just really clicked with me last night, something that I was able to take that a friend brought to me. And I think everything's working together now, and you maybe can hear it in my voice. I'm like, feel better than I have felt for so long. So I'm sure that more blood circulation is helping everything work better. So thank you, and I look forward to seeing people in October, or who knows if it needs to be postponed, but we'll find each other. And here we are right now. Thank you for Blog Talk.
That's
and all
right.
Of your devotion. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. You're right. Blessings to you. And for all the moms that are listening to the call today, I also want to wish you, before I forget, a happy Mother's Day if you're a mom out there. Just want to wish you a happy Mother's Weekend. All right, Claudia, the next caller.
Sure, area code 303. 303, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, ladies. This is Danielle Rambert calling in from Colorado. And to share gratitude today. This is my topic. This is how I try to live my life. And I love the topic of this call, because in these uncertain times, gratitude is so, so important. And Lisa Diamond, she recommended a book to me called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. And if no one's read that, it is amazing. It's a 28-day gratitude journal. And I can tell you it's changed my life. But I want to share gratitude right now for my Beamer family, for you ladies. Some of you know I've been struggling with some personal issues with my son, a wayward son. And my Beamer family has been my light. I love you guys. And that's something that the FDA cannot take away from us. We have had breakthroughs the last few days. It has been amazing, but my Beamer family has been there for me whenever I need anything. I reach out, and everybody's doing everything they can to help, and I am just so, so eternally grateful for each and every one of you and everyone in this company. I'm grateful for the national call that we just had and our recent manager's call. seeing the heart of this company. My heart, I can tell you, in the last few months, a piece of my heart's been taken away because this gift that we have to offer the world is more than anything I could have ever dreamed possible in my life. And just seeing that heart in our management, in our directors, in Albert, and just knowing that we're going to get through this together, guys. We're going to come out stronger. We're going to come out ahead. And I just want people to turn to your Beamer family in any instance, because we're all there for one another. And I'm just really, really grateful for my Beamer family. And I just had to share that today because it's been a rough few months, but you know what? God's got us, and gratitude is such an amazing part of my faith and what gets me through. So I'd like to share a quote from the book, The Magic, and it says, "Whoever has gratitude will be given more, and he or she will have an abundance. Whoever does not have gratitude, even what he or she has, will be taken from him or her." And that goes to wealth, to our health, to anything. And, you know, God gave us a gift of 86,400 seconds today. And I think you need to really take the time to say thank you for those. Thanks, ladies. Thanks for being you. Thank you for this amazing gratitude call. I love you all.
Oh, Danielle, we love you. And thank you for your words. And you know, they tug at people's heartstrings. And I'm sorry about your son. Definitely will be in my prayers and thoughts. And it's sad sometimes some of us have to go through more storms than others. And you are a warrior. You'll make it through, girlfriend. You're in my thoughts and prayers. And happy Mother's Day, Danielle.
Happy Mother's Day. Love you, Danielle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what Danielle just shared, ladies, I mean, that is really, just to highlight it, the heart of this company is our community. This is not just another company out there. There is something very special, which is why, I mean, a passion and a purpose and a soul. We've all been in other things, whether it was our prior corporate careers, or, you know, even other companies in the past. But I know, because we feel it when we're together, there's an energy. There is something very different here, and it radiates from the Gleim family, from Peter Gleim down all the way into our corporate team, into Dr. Burke, into you, Deb, and Chris and George, and all the RDs. And so we are not alone right now, and that's why we are going to continue to lock arms both inside Beamer and outside in life to just be there and just hold each other, because people are, we've never been in this position as a human beings in our lifetime. Even people older than us, our parents, grandparents, they've never seen this. So we do have to really think about what Danielle said, that gratitude and locking arms and just focusing on that energy and that vibration together. So that was beautiful. Well, wow.
That was beautiful. I'll have to tell you, you know, we were asked about whether we wanted to go on with Blog Talk for a while, if we want to maybe take Blog Talk off or just do every other day, you know, or every other week because of not having the go set yet. And I said, no. I go, we can't, you know, stop doing this. It's all the connecting. Even if there's just one person that was to call in. Today, you know, we have a lot of people that called in. But if we just have one person, that one person, you're tugging at their heartstrings and that you're connecting, that it's so important. I would never give up Blog Talk. I've been doing this for 4.5 years. I think we started after I've been in 5 years this month. And I think after 4 or 5 months, we started Blog Talk. And I will never give it up because of connecting with Danielle. I'm getting to know Danielle more and more too, with this Beamer opportunity and family, and I'll never give it up. We need to be here for everybody. It's really an important part of the heartbeat of Beamer. And I would like to share with you too, when we had a call with Albert, he had to share with us, you know, some of the news, you know, that, you know, we can't give you guys hope this week. We just are being honest. It's when FDA decides to let us have it. We don't think it's going to be terribly long. But he asked, he came out and he said, he goes, I just need to know, are you guys going to be with me hanging in there? Do I have the RDs? He goes, because, you know, if I have to, I'll be the last man standing, but I'd rather not. And, oh, it put a smile on my face because I'll be the last man standing. I'm in this forever. Beamer's not going anywhere. We'll be back and bigger and stronger than ever. And it's people like you guys that will all be standing and locking arms together. So, and I know we have more calls. I'm sorry. Claudia, we'll go on to
the
next call.
That's okay. No, I love that. We're all going to be the last women, men, whatever, standing together. Absolutely. I'm going to jump over here. We've got a couple more callers. So next up, area code 407. 407, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Denise from Orlando, Florida. And like everybody else said, you know, I am so grateful for my Beamer family and for all the people, the wonderful people it has put in my life, besides the Beamer giving me back my energy and my health and my stamina and all that. I have more energy now at 69 than I did when I was 50, and I'm just so grateful, grateful, grateful. But Is it okay to ask a question about something that was said on the Blog Talk the other day that I'm a little confused about?
If we can answer it, yeah.
Okay. They said that you could take the strap and put it down your spine like we do twice a day, but somebody asked as far as the sleep mode, and they said that you could do that and put it on intensity 2 for 20 minutes. And that would kind of take the place of the sleep mode of the body pad until we can get that back. And I was a little confused as to how 20 minutes on intensity 2 would do the same thing as 2 hours of the body pad.
So this was on Tuesday, Testimonial Tuesday?
Honestly, I can't remember if it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Who do you think
was
said
one
that?
Of those days.
I wonder who answered that. I personally, I don't know about Claudia or Amanda, I've never heard that. I wouldn't want to advise that until I hear something like that from Dr. Burka.
I would add,
yeah,
I would say that is not an accurate statement based on what we've been taught from Dr. Burka, because there are slight changes to the signal during sleep mode. And and you cannot turn on sleep mode, you know, with the B pad. The system doesn't allow it. It only turns on sleep mode with the B body. And
that's why they said put it on intensity 2.
Okay.
But that's not the same.
I got Casey Conrad that she can help answer this. So let's open up her line. If you can find her number, which is 401-932.
Okay,
let's open
second.
Up Casey.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me go over to Casey. Hold on. We're opening up. There you are, Casey.
Yay.
Casey,
thank
you, Casey.
Good afternoon. Hello from Tennessee.
Hello.
So let's be really clear. Intensity 2 on low for 20 minutes absolutely, positively does not replace the sleep mode. What that quote-unquote program, and remember that is something you would have to program into your box, which many of us learned at our first academy, and we learned it as what was referred to as a relaxation mode. So if you were in a situation like, for example, when I travel internationally and I am on an overnight flight, when I land at my hotel, I set my box, I hit my program number 4, which is 20 minutes, no plus, at intensity 2. I take usually a 1-hour nap, I've fallen asleep on it, I wake up, and then I go the rest of my day. So it's a relaxation mode that is as close to the levels, frequency, as the sleep mode, but remember, it's impossible. Sleep mode is another patent, but it is something that you can use. And I got to give you guys a secret. Sometimes if I'm up super late and I have to be up super early and I can't get my 6-hour sleep mode, I will hit my program 4 before I go to bed. So as I'm falling asleep, I'm doing a 20-minute relaxation session. But no, it's not the same.
Got it. Then I misunderstood the call the other day. Thank you so much for clearing that up.
Okay. All right. Grateful for you guys. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
All right,
Casey.
Casey. Thanks, Casey. And we want to hear you on Monday with a little bit more of a Tennessee twang, all right? So try to work on that, all right?
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too. Okay, guys, we got a couple more callers. I'm going to jump over here to, I lost my place here, ladies. Hold on just 1 second. Area code 605. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Sandy from South Dakota.
Hi, Sandy. Hey, Sandy, we're having a hard time hearing you. Can you maybe kind of try to walk into a different place to have a better connection? Okay, guys, I'm going to go back to her app. Oh, wait, hold on. Can we hear you now?
No, that's just me just saying maybe we might have to take her a call later or next week.
All right, let me see here. I lost my place with jumping to, I think we were up to 510. All right. 510, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Angeline Adams in Desert Hot Springs. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we sure can.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for this gratitude day. A year and a half ago, I decided I wanted to practice gratitude daily. And what I did is I invited some of my friends. So every day we text at least 5 gratitude that we are grateful for the day. And it's been so amazing. Connecting us more and have us more open-hearted. So really grateful for that. And I'm also grateful that I've been using the Beamer since 2015, 5 years, and I'm finally on the sleep program. I started out with one day a week for about 3 months, and then I added another day, so now I'm about a month and a half and two days a week on the sleep program, so I'm really proud of that. And I'm a laughter yoga leader, and I do laughter yoga in the mornings, and I'm so grateful for that because I feel so energized and I feel so joyful, and it also quiets my mind. If anybody's interested to join me, you can contact me. And there's also lots of free laughter yogas on the phone, on the internet. It's a really beautiful way to shift our energy and our mindset. So thank you all. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, laughter yoga. I have a woman, ladies, in my networking group, and you know, she did some laughter yoga with us, and it was so much fun. The power of laughter is tremendous. It just raises your frequency, your energy, and so I do find things to laugh at every day, even things maybe I shouldn't be laughing at, but I try to find the humor in things and lighten it up a bit, which I did last night very nicely. But anyway, I was laughing here. Probably people thought a hyena had moved in. But anyway, it was just okay. But Deb, I just tell you that that's the end of our callers. Amanda has dropped off, so I'm just going to close out and then give it to you to take us home all the way.
Okay.
I just want to say that this was the tea in my cup that I drank is gone, but you guys have filled my cup for the day with all of these beautiful expressions of gratitude. Like Deb said, that's why we're here. We're still going to continue to be here. When they said, hey, do you want to do Blog Talk? Yes, there's not even a question. Of course we do. We love this. We try to tune in as often as we can. And of course, if you can't listen live, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS, and you'll be able to listen back to episodes that you missed, and then you can share those episodes out with your team. I'm also finding, like Deb and Casey are doing their tea time, I'm doing different things in my team where we're having smaller Zoom calls with different groups just to stay connected. You know, there's some people right now where
they're overwhelmed and this is a lot for them. And so I just respect people's space, but there are a lot of people that are just enjoying connecting. We're getting to know each other more because we have more time. And so I find those things to be huge blessings and that fill my cup up. So I am very, very grateful to Deb and Amanda, all of you who called in today, Danielle, who's a soul sister from another mister, I love you. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day weekend. Go out and celebrate. Enjoy that time together with your family because it is precious. I know people are at different places in what they choose to do. I wish my mother were still here that I could go do that. So those of you that have your moms, go give them you know, lots of love this weekend. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Deb to close us out.
Oh, thank you, Claudia, Amanda. You know, you guys, the power of one. Every day when I get up, I always in my prayers just ask for one person that needs to cross my path for me to reach out and give them hope and possibilities. And when we're back out and being able to get out of our homes here in Michigan, we have till May 28th, and we can get back and be giving those free sessions and sharing with people. The power of one, of changing somebody's life, of giving them hope and possibilities, doesn't just change their life. I found in the last 5 years that it has helped change a family's life, a neighborhood's life, their whole extended family, and in some cases, a community. When we get in there into wellness centers and they have a community of people, that you have power within you to do that and give that. And we still can be sharing that by staying connected to those people that you love and care about. Do some Zoom presentations, send a handwritten card that you're thinking of them, looking forward to getting together with them soon. And just know in your heart that we're going to be out there changing the world one person at a time really soon. And have a great weekend. Looking forward to having you back on next Friday, same time, same station. And don't forget, you can start Blog Talk on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.